Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will send the article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement today when he opened the Senate. Republican Leader Mitch McConnell preferred to postpone the impeachment trial until February to give the former president time to prepare and review his case. The House impeached Trump on a single charge of incitement of insurrection for the deadly attack on the Capitol that unfolded on January 6th. Pelosi said the trial has to happen even though Trump left office so that there's accountability. The Florida Department of Health in Pinellas County announced today that it has gotten a new shipment of 8,000 coronavirus vaccines. Registration for new appointments begins tomorrow morning at 10 by calling 844-770-8548 or by registering on the state's web portal, patientportalfl.com. Appointments are expected to fill up quickly. It's for anyone 65 or older in Pinellas County. Vaccinations begin early next week. Black lawmakers in Florida are trying to dispel disinformation about COVID-19 vaccines. A December survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation found 35% of Black adults say they will probably or definitely not get the COVID-19 vaccine. Robbie Gaffney reports the percentage of Black Floridians vaccinated so far is just in the single digits.
The Kaiser Family Foundation is a nonprofit healthcare policy group. About half of Black adults it surveyed, who say they will probably or definitely not get a vaccine, say they are worried they'll get COVID-19 from the vaccine. They're also worried about side effects and don't trust the government's assurances that the vaccine is safe.
I have had my first dose, I've had my second dose, and aside from a sore arm, I really have had no complications whatsoever from the vaccine.
That's Leon Haley, CEO of UF Health in Jacksonville, a two-hospital system. He was part of a virtual town hall put together by the Florida Legislative Black Caucus. Haley says he took the vaccine to make people less hesitant.
I will tell you, even today, we still have even some reluctance from some of our employees, although I will tell you, we've had many more that have signed up and have agreed to take the vaccine, having seen me and many of our other senior leaders take that.
And Haley says in his hospitals, he's seen up close how the pandemic adversely affects African Americans.
The population of Jacksonville, Duval County is about 30% African American, but yet 60% of our admissions have been African American, so almost a reverse of what you see in the county.
Haley says the coronavirus isn't just a respiratory disease like people originally thought.
It really essentially affects everything, whether it's your kidneys, your brain, your heart.
Another panelist, Melissa Bishop Murphy, works for Pfizer, one of the companies responsible for making a COVID-19 vaccine. She says their clinical trial tried to include African Americans. 10% of their more than 43,000 participants were Black.
The African-American population is 13% of the U.S. population. So we tried to get as close to 13% of the population as we could to be reflective of the population in the U.S. And we feel very proud because typically in a clinical trial, we don't have that type of diversity.
But even if the panelists and Black lawmakers can convince people to take the vaccine, getting one will be a challenge. Only about 5% of Floridians vaccinated are Black. Most county health departments require seniors to go online to sign up for an appointment. Jacksonville Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson says not everyone 65 and up is tech savvy.
We have no idea what seniors live alone, what seniors have family that can help them make appointments, which ones don't. So there's more things that we can do to create better access for our African-American seniors 65 and over.
In Leon County, health department officials have partnered up with a church in a majority Black neighborhood as part of minority outreach efforts. Gibson says the effort to involve churches in vaccinating seniors is a good idea, but more avenues need to open up that don't involve a computer. She's hoping there will be a more coordinated effort nationally to get vaccines out to vulnerable populations. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
Tampa police say that today an anonymous email was sent to University of Tampa security, making a threat to attack the facility. The anonymous emailer said he was seeking revenge for being expelled. The school was not evacuated and a full sweep was conducted. Police say other schools throughout the state received similar email threats. Police say they're still investigating, but there appears to be no credible threat. Today, the U.S. Senate confirmed retired General Lloyd Austin to lead the Pentagon. He becomes the nation's first Black Secretary of Defense. One of the greatest baseball players of all time has died. Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's all-time home run record in the 70s and held it until the steroid era. Aaron died today at the age of 86. Here's the weather tonight. Partly cloudy with overnight lows near 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Warmer on Sunday. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.